Well, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Thank you for joining us today, brothers and sisters. Today we're going into a brand new study, a sort of a lengthy study, but a very necessary study that the Scriptures talks quite a bit about. And it's something that's very important for Christians and whoever's listening to understand this. It's imperative that you understand this subject that we're going into today, especially in 2023 with all this nonsense in the world today and everybody going nuts. The study we're going to go into is a study number 10B, which is the letter J, and the third study in there, J3. It's judgment and judging. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to go into this study, and like I said, it's a lengthy study because we're going to cover all sorts of things that you wouldn't think about covering concerning judgment and judging and what the Scriptures have to say. That's what we want to know, is what does God say about judgment and judging? Today you hear so much in the world today, a bunch of hogwash poppycock nonsense about judgment and judging, and nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows what's right about judgment and judging, and nobody knows what's wrong about it. They don't know whether or not all judgment is stacked into one word, or whether there are many different kinds of judgment. The Scripture teaches us all these sorts of things, and we're going to go into them and talk about them. Recording here today, brothers and sisters, just going to be sort of an introduction. Am I whistling? There was going to be sort of an introduction on this matter, and we're just going to kind of talk about it and get into it, and not officially get into the study today, but just kind of just get a roundabout of why we should study this thing. Now, to begin with, let's just start out with God's Word altogether. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says this, and this is the wisest man that God says will ever be and that will ever come after him, which is Solomon. Solomon investigated many, many, many different areas of life and reported on them. And he failed at a lot of things concerning the wisdom that God and understanding that God had given him, and no more than us, of course. But nevertheless, it shows us what man is and what man thinks about truth and understanding. But Ecclesiastes chapter 5, but the things that he wrote in Ecclesiastes having to do with life are all true. Are all true, whether we like them or not. God's word is truth. It says, if thou seest the oppression of the poor, which we do today, and violent perverting of judgment, which we do today, and justice in a province, or violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, in other words, God's watching, and there be higher than they. Now let me read that again. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. So you see, first thing is first, I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, because when we get into this study about judgment and judging, this is one matter in that Satan in the world today is using high powers to confuse judgment and judging so that they can get the entire world of people under their control. And they're using this matter of judgment and judging. Now, I'm not prophesying anything. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And I'm telling you what I see. And if you can't see that, you're blind. You need to open your eyeballs because it's happening. It's happening everywhere. And it's happening. There's some of the strangest phenomenon and strangest things and some of the biggest deceitful things. And as a Christian, you should have already noticed what's going on and seen what's going on. With the Twin Towers and all this different matters, all these presidents arguing and fighting, acting like a bunch of stinking childish, selfish children and talking to one another and the media and the social and the Black Lives Matter and the minorities and the white whatever groups and just all this stuff going on in the world today. And everybody has gone nuts. I mean nuts. Everybody's gone nuts. And behind all that is who's going to have the power of judgment and judging. I mean, there's people going to jail for telling the truth. There's more people in history going to jail for telling the truth right now than probably all of history. There's more people today going to jail. There's people being let out of jail that should be in there more than have ever. It is a crying shame to this country of what's going on. The world is laughing at you, America. They're laughing at you. And the Lord's letting them. And the Lord's letting them. Now, I'm not discouraging you Christians. I'm telling you the truth, and you know what I'm saying is the truth. It's the truth. I'm ashamed of America and the way America's behaving. The LGB, QRS, TUVs, and all that kind of stuff. And all this open business and men being women and women. Just think about this stuff. Think about it. This is stuff that children would come up with. Children. This is not grown-up stuff. This is foolishness. This is things that you would never imagine that grown people could come up with in their minds. You know, one thing that I wondered about, and I think I finally got my answer, was concerning the truth and about Sodom and Gomorrah and Abraham and the Lord's conversation and Lot. When them angels went over there to get Lot out of that city because God said he's going to destroy it, get him out of there now and get his family out of there because I'm coming down on them. And, it's enough. And when them angels told Lot and his family to get out of there, they had them to spend the night, brought them in off the street. And that night, it said everybody in the city came to his house, both young and old, and they were sodomites, and they were all wicked people in that matter. And I thought to myself, now wait just a minute, you mean that the young people came? Even the young people came? Talking about children and things like that? I never imagined that children could be perverted as they are today, but they are. Do you know that they're castrating and mutilating children right now in the name of sex change? Yeah. Yeah. Who had ever thought, what in the world? And this is not because of medical reasons. This is in the name of science and I'm in charge of my body and I got my rights and I'm making a judgment that I want to be castrated. A child. Where does a child, you know, the youngest child to make a judgment to kill themselves? The youngest one that I've found so far is 5 years old to make a conscious decision of judgment to not want to live on this planet around these people and this society anymore, and went in there and hung herself off of a set of bunk beds, off of the top one with a belt. They wrote it down on her death certificate as suicide, 5 years old. I wondered how Sodom and Gomorrah could have had children up there along with all the perverted adults, wanting Lot to send those men out so they could sexually assault them. And the children were included. There's never been more of children being abused and sold and used for money reasons and profitable reasons through sex and all kind of perversion than there is today, worldwide. Your Senate and your Congress are arguing about things that are important, but things that have absolutely, as far as judgment and judging, have absolutely nothing to do with the morality. There's a few people, I give them credit now, a few people, but having to do with the morality of this country and all countries for that matter, and trying to stand for what's right and what's wrong. And judgment and judging is behind this stuff. They are destroying judgment and judging among human beings for the Antichrist to step in. Because he's going to come in peacefully. And people burning buildings, cities are not being able to live peaceably. People moving from one place to the other. There's been exoduses out of states like never before. And the government's doing some things that are unimaginable as far as rule making and law changing. And it's all in the name of judgment and judging and who's going to have power. Now, judgment and judging is not a thing that is narrowed down just to the word. Judgment and judging in the scriptures is a wide area that covers a whole bunch of different meanings, depending on how you're using the word and what it's applied to. There are such things as judges. There are such things as judging personally people. Such things as, like, for instance, the Supreme Court judgment on judging, the law, judgment and judging, opinions, judgment and judging. Is having an opinion judgment and judging? Of course it is. Does the Bible command us as Christians and born-again children, the bride of Christ, to judge things? Well, there's a lot of people nowadays in these churches, Laodicean churches that are just hugging up and kissy-kissy and lovey-dovey with the world so that they don't have to suffer for Christ. Judgment and judging. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry concerning the matter. It's going to get worse and worse, and you're going to see perversion so much that it's going to be second nature, and that's the way it's beginning to be now, is that you're getting so used to seeing it and hearing it that it's just like Lot when he lived with them in Sodom. The Bible says that it vexed his soul through seeing and hearing day by day, and it became second nature to him. It was nothing to walk down the street and see two men hugging and kissing, or two women getting married, or two children walking around dressed girls as boys and boys as girls and cutting off their private parts and mutilating their bodies and all that sort of mess. Yeah, I thought this was all brand new, but this is not new. This is not new. But it's coming, and it's here, and it's evident. And it's real. And it's all in the name of judgment and judging, and who's going to have the power. That's what this government, and that's what all the authorities in the world, and the World Council, and all this nonsense that's going on, has absolutely nothing to do with what's right and wrong. It's who's going to be in charge. And we know who's going to be in charge. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, God's watching this stuff, and there be higher than they. Now, I've seen a few men in the Senate and a few men, congressmen, that have stood up, and even one of our vice presidents stood up and unashamedly named the name of Jesus Christ and mentioned the Word of God in public. Even in some of the committees when they're having, when they're checking people out for jobs and stuff like that, that have been nominated for things. But that's the exception. That's not the rule nowadays. The rule is who's going to be in charge and who's going to have power of judgment and judging. They're talking about defunding the police, and where have you ever heard that before? Isn't that where does that make any sense? Defunding the police and taking from the rich and giving to the poor, and everybody gets an equal share. You know what that's called? That's called socialism, communism. And you got people on there with stickers and all this stuff on their car talking about proud to be a socialist and all this matter. They do not understand what being a communist is and what loving socialism and communism gets you in the end. When you start getting judgment and judging and the powers that be in that state of a country and a people, what's going to happen to you? I mean, read some of the books of Richard Wurmbrand and what that's like. The martyrs, read some of them. They'll tell you what it's all about. They'll tell you what it's all about. It's all about control. And it's all about judgment and judging behind it. Who's going to get the power to make judgments and do the judging? And we're going to talk about that stuff, and we're going to go through there. Like I said, this is an introduction, and I just want to get you kind of primed up for this. But we're going to talk about everything that the Scriptures say concerning judgment and judging, and they say quite a bit. Quite a bit. We're even going to talk about a Christian's responsibility having to do with judgment and judging. We're going to answer the question of whether a Christian should judge or whether a Christian should not judge. And we're going to answer it, and we're going to answer it with the Scriptures. And I hope that you'll take the Scriptures at God's Word, and you believe them, and you'll put away any other questions or remarks from any backwashed, worldly Christian that's just in it for profit and whatever. The Lord tells us what to do with these matters. If you're sincere about serving the Lord, then you want the truth. And we're going to find out what the truth is about this, and we're going to go from there. Now, isn't it funny how the world today is on this kick that you're not supposed to judge, and if you do, that you've committed the greatest sin of all? You hear that everywhere, on social media. You hear, I mean, if you just look at somebody cross-eyed, you've judged them. You've judged them. Boy, if there ain't a bunch of guilt going around, guilt is the, I mean, if you look at somebody like they don't think you ought to look at them, you judged them. I mean, that's just how sensitive and childish people are today. They're thin-skinned, and they don't want to be judged. They don't want to be talked about. They don't want to be told what to do, how to do, when to do. And even if it's your opinion, you don't get to say your opinion. Because an opinion is judgment. We're going to see that. You know, yet in society, in this dispensation, the greatest demonstrations of wrongful and violent perverting of judgment are being displayed without thought or care or conscience, by the very ones clinging to these lies. What is really meant is, don't judge me with any of that God stuff. You know? Truth. Where in the Holy Bible does it say, in God's holy word, where does it say or tell those that are interested in knowing not to judge? Where does it say that? Show it to me. The Lord said, rightly divide the word of truth. And when you rightly divide God's word, I mean, you can go in there and make God's word say anything you want it to say, if that's all you want to do is make it say something. But if you're going to rightly divide God's word and you're going to study it to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, you're going to find out that God doesn't say nowhere not to judge. As a matter of fact, the scriptures encourage you to judge and command you to judge. Now, that's just introduction. We're going to get into that. It doesn't anywhere and never has told any of its readers such a thing ever. As a matter of fact, just the very statement that we are not to judge is a violent perverting of judgment in itself. It's a lie. People make judgments from the time they were born to the time they wake up and go to sleep to the time they hit the grave and get covered up with a shovel. Minute by minute, year by year, all through their lives. People judge and pretend they don't. Isn't it kind of bigoted to tell someone that they don't have the right to make judgments while exercising wrongful, unscriptural judgment upon them? What a messed up pool of goo. It's a number of goo, just a bunch of goo. That's all it is. So many stinking wrongful, mixed up, deceitful display of nothing but just put whatever you want into this goo pot and let's stir it and see what comes out. What a messed up pool of goo. Let's set aside all this nonsense and get in the scriptures and see what they really say concerning judgment and judgment, okay? We're going to get in the scriptures and find out what they say. To judge or not to judge, what saith the Lord? Now, let me just tell you some of the subjects that we're going to talk about. We're going to define judgment to begin with. We're going to see what judge and judgment and judging. We're going to talk about what the words are actually used. The Lord said every word of God is pure. Singular. Every single word. So every time judge, judgment, judging, justice are mentioned in the scriptures, they are pure words. God wrote them down on purpose and meant for them to be there, and the Bible says it liveth and abideth forever. We're going to talk about the definitions of judging. Then we're going to talk about what a judge is. You know, most people in this world today, I bet if you ask them that and done a little survey and ask them what is a judge, they couldn't define it. Oh, they might come up with something about, they couldn't define it today. They can't define it. They don't know what a judge is. We're going to talk about what the Bible says a judge is. And then we're going to talk about judges that were in Israel. Do you know that every time Israel was saved and had the opportunity to repent and to come back to God, whenever they left him and turned the shoulder and the heel up to him and left him and went into some kind of idolatry and idol worshiping wickedness and got to fooling around with these other countries and their gods and stuff like that, that every time they would do that, that God would send them a judge to get them out of it? Yeah. We're going to talk about the judges of Israel and what their play in history was and what the purpose God used them for and who they were. We're going to talk about where courtrooms come from. Did you know there's courtrooms in God's Word? judgment halls. Judgment halls. Yeah. Yeah. There's things that people just don't think about of what's in God's Word. Listen to all this stuff that the Bible talks about. We're going to talk about divine judgment. Divine judgment. Not human judgment, but divine judgment. God's judgment. And the character of God's judgment. What his purpose is, and what kind of outcome God wants by his judgment, and the reason God's judgment is indeed divine judgment, and what God's purposes are and the causes are of his judgment, things of that matter, the kinds of his judgment. Does God have different kinds of judgment? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. What else? Well, we're going to talk about, let me see here. I'm looking at my sheets here, and this thing is so long. We're going to talk about, get into this matter of human judgment. In other words, man's judgment. Man's judgment. Do you know much about man's judgment? If somebody's asking you right now, as a Christian, what is human judgment? What is man's judgment? Or can you tell me what God's will is in the Scriptures concerning the judgment? Not Christians, but the judgment of human beings and man. Can you tell me something about human judgment? About man's judgment? Can you tell me something about it? We're going to look at some different categories of human judgment and what it's like. And why it is, and whether it's right or wrong, and whether man's got any reason to be complaining about it or even judging at all, and what kind of nature it has. And then we're going to get into what we're all interested in, as in the body of Christ and being the bride of Christ, is Christian judgment and discernment. The Bible has a lot to say about that. Don't you know that? Christian judgment and discernment. We're going to find out this matter and nail it down once and for all of whether a Christian ought to be judging or not. You know what an election is? It's a judgment. An election is an opportunity for every human being in that country to make a judgment of who's going to be in charge. It's judging. Christian judging. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the last judgment. The last judgment. Which I hope none of y'all listening to this right now are going to appear before. At least on before the Lord. We're going to be there, but not there to be sentenced, in other words. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how many judgments there actually are. Do you know how many judgments in the Bible there actually are? Well, we're going to find that out. And you're going to know that when we're done with this study, when we've finished up with this study. And then we're going to talk about some final thoughts about judgment and some final thoughts about judging. And what it's described as. What does the Bible describe judgment as? What is the time of judgment and judging? What does the Bible say about the timing of judgment and judging? And what grounds should be for judgment and judging and things like that? What's the results of judgment and judging? We're going to talk about this kind of stuff. Is judgment righteous or unrighteous? Is there such thing? We're going to see. It's quite a bit of study. Quite a bit of study. And we're going to take our time with it, and we're going to go through it. And by the time we're out of it, you're going to have enough scripture in your mind and in your heart, hopefully. At least it'll be given to you. I hope you'll hang on to it and you'll look it over. Every time that we get one of these recordings completed, I hope that you'll listen to it on your own, or either just go over the scriptures that we talked about, and I have the paperwork on it. If you'd like to go along with the paperwork and fill in the blanks with the scriptures and things like that while we're doing it, it all runs together parallel with one another, and you're welcome to it. And if you want it, just email me at barnhouseministries@gmail.com, and I'll send them to you. And you can have them there with a pencil and paper and be filling them in and see exactly what I'm talking about. And actually, this lesson, when I go over it, I'm going over it speaking freely, but it's actually written down on paper where I've written it down on paper as a lesson. And you're welcome to that also. So, judgment and judging. We don't have anything to fear. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And when it comes to judging, are we supposed to judge? Is the world right? Is the world right in telling you that you can't express an opinion? And I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about what the Lord says. Does the Lord say that we are to have an opinion about things? Does he say that we are to express it? Does he say for us to keep our mouth shut and don't say anything? All these things we're going to talk about, okay? And we're going to get it down to what we should be believing. And once we get it down to what we should be believing, we're just going to nail it down, stand on it, put God's word up in front of it, and stand on God's word with it. And not because of pride or arrogance like this world does things. The world, man, there's so much pride and arrogance in this judgment and judging matter in the world. It's all over the place. It's selfishness. Me, 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 me. My. We're the ones that ought to be getting everything, and y'all ought to be giving it to us. We're the ones that ought to be in charge. We have blah, 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 all this matter. You know what the Bible says? If thou seest the oppression of the poor, which we do today, the poor ain't cared about, not one bit. And I'm not talking about because you're too lazy to work. I'm talking about the sure enough poor people. The sure enough poor people. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting, yes, it's going on also, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. He's not saying for us not to care about it. He said don't marvel at it. Don't think it's something that, you know, don't think it's strange or something, you know. Marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth. God knows what's going on. And there be higher than they. God's going to take care of all this business. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. And he's going to sit down in that throne over there in Jerusalem on David's throne. And he's going to sit down on that thing, and people are going to behave and do what's right. And he's going to rule with a rod of iron, and we're going to help him. And there's going to be justice and judging. Yeah. Okay? So we're going to stop right there, and we're going to pick up right there and just go ahead and start our study out on this next recording. And I hope that you'll stay with it. It's probably going to be quite a few lessons. And I hope that you'll stay with it, even through dragging through some of the stuff that might be have nothing to do with the matter of judgment and judging as far as making decisions and things like that. But seeing what the Scripture uses the word for, that's what we want to know. The different ways of justice, judging, the Bible uses the word in many different variations. Judged, judged, judges, judgeth, judging, judgments, judgment hall, and judgment seat. That's all scriptural words. That's all God's words. Every one of them. So we're going to look at them, because it all has judgment and judging involved in it. Okay, and we're going to break it down and rightly divide this matter and see what God's word says. Okay, well, we're going to stop right there. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Welcome to study number 10B. And it's the third lesson in the letter J, Judgment and Judging. I hope you'll be back, and I know you will be back, and let's find out what the truth is. Get somebody else to come sit with you and listen to these things, not because of me, because I'm nothing to brag about at all. I'm a beggar giving other beggars bread as best as I can. But we're going to be looking at God's Word, and that's what we want. The Lord bless you, and I love you with Christ's love. Bye-bye.